From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. President-elect Trump has promised to bring back manufacturing jobs. Truth is, some manufacturing jobs are already coming back, and manufacturing output is almost back to the pre-recession peak. But many folks laid off in recent years, including steelworkers in Southwest Illinois, are finding out they don't have the qualifications for those new jobs. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Martin Oliver was a machinist at the steel mill in Granite City, Illinois, for 22 years. Then, last year, he was laid off, just a couple of days before Christmas. He spent months looking for another job.
I'm older, I'm 61, and you think people want experience, but they don't.
So, he went back to school.
We're going to minimize machine movement if possible. I want to ask about that.
And now he's learning how to program the very machines that were developed to replace him.
What used to take me 5 hours to do, they can do in about 15 minutes now.
University of Illinois economics professor Lawrence Officer says many steelworkers, like Oliver, are what's known as structurally unemployed.
Their industries, their firms have shrunk or vanished, and their skills remain, but they're not easily transferable to other sectors where there's a demand for labor.
The state of Illinois and the Steelworkers Union have programs to help those workers bridge that skills gap, like the one Oliver is in at Southwestern Illinois College in Granite City. Mark Bosworth heads the Industrial Technology School there. He says not everyone wants the same thing from the training. It depends on how long you've been a steelworker.
It seems like if you're within 10 years of retirement, they're really focusing and hoping that U.S. Steel opens back up. But if you're just started to have like 5 or 7 years at U.S. Steel, some of the students say, I don't want to go back.
So they're looking for skills they can take with them. That's where Mark Finch is now. He thought a job at the steel mill would provide stable income close to home. But he was laid off after just 10 months, and he doesn't expect things to change.
Since I've been laid off, it seems like every couple months it's going to open back up, it's going to open back up, and it never has, so I'm not going to keep my hopes up on it.
At Southwestern Illinois College, students practice setting the machines to carve complicated shapes, like a Christmas tree ornament, a little steel snowman with a little steel hat, and indentations for eyes, nose, smile, and buttons. Martin Oliver sees the humor in putting decades of steelworking experience into Christmas ornaments, and he also recognizes his old job is probably gone.
It's not coming back the way I know it. That's just a fact. So that's what I have to wrap my head around, is how to adapt to what's out there.
And what's out there requires him to get back to class. In Granite City, Illinois, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.